What should you do when National Enterprise Systems, NES, contacts you? When you receive a call or letter from National Enterprise Systems, NES, it means that a creditor has assigned them to collect a debt they believe you owe. What is National Enterprise Systems, NES? National Enterprise Systems, NES, is a debt collection agency known for managing delinquent consumer accounts. As a third-party collector, NES works on behalf of creditors to collect debts ranging from personal loans and credit card debts to student loans and medical bills. Common reasons why NES might contact you. 1. Outstanding debts. The most common reason for NES to contact someone is due to an outstanding debt that has been either directly transferred to them by the creditor or purchased from the creditor. 2. Account errors. Sometimes, NES might contact you due to an error in the creditor's records. 3.
Identity theft. If someone else has incurred a debt under your name, which has then been passed to NES for collection, you will need to file a police report and report the identity theft to NES and the relevant authorities.
Recognizing the legal authority of National Enterprise Systems, NES. 1.
Legal authority. NES has the authority to contact debtors regarding outstanding debts, negotiate payment terms, and report to credit bureaus. 2.
Legal limitations. Under the FDCPA, there are clear boundaries on what NES can and cannot do. For example, they cannot harass or threaten debtors, must provide debt verification upon request, and are restricted in the times and manners they can contact debtors.
3.
Consumer rights. Consumers have the right to request that NES cease contact or to dispute the debt. Consumers can also request written verification of the debt, which NES must provide to continue collection efforts legally. Steps to take after contact by NES. Verifying the debt claim. Start by requesting a validation letter as per the FDCPA, which NES should provide within 5 days of initial contact.
Next, compare this information with your own records, such as past bills and payment receipts, to confirm the accuracy of the debt.
Your rights under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, FDCPA. Key protections include regulating the times debt collectors can contact you, prohibiting harassment, preventing deception about debt details, and ensuring privacy by forbidding the discussion of your debt with unauthorized parties.
Essential documentation to gather and review.
When interacting with NES or any debt collector, keeping detailed records is vital, particularly if the debt is disputed or collection practices are questionable.
Maintain logs of all communications, including dates, representative names, and conversation summaries.
Store any received debt validation letters and relevant financial documents like contracts, billing statements, and payment histories. How to respond to NES's communication effectively?
Tips for communicating with debt collectors.
1.
Stay calm and professional. Always keep your communications with debt collectors calm and professional. Staying composed will help you think clearly and protect your interests.
2. Be concise and to the point. Offer only the necessary information related to the debt and avoid sharing personal financial information beyond what is required.
3.
Request written communication. To maintain clear records and avoid misunderstandings, request that all significant communications be conducted in writing. This provides a verifiable record of what has been said and agreed upon.
4. Confirm the collector's identity.
Before discussing any details, confirm that you are speaking to an authorized representative of NES.
Ask for the representative's name, employee number, and a callback number.
5.
Keep records. Document every interaction with the collector, including dates, times, the nature of the communication, and the collector's name.
This documentation can be crucial in disputes or legal proceedings.
The importance of not ignoring collection attempts.
1.
Prevent legal consequences. Responding promptly to debt collection can prevent lawsuits and judgments against you. Engaging early often opens up possibilities for negotiating payment plans or settlements.
2.
Protect your credit score. Delinquent debts can significantly damage your credit rating.
By addressing the collection attempts, you may be able to negotiate terms that are less damaging to your credit.
3. Understanding your debt. Sometimes, people ignore debt collection because they believe the debt isn't theirs. Responding gives you the opportunity to verify and dispute the debt if necessary. Managing communications with National Enterprise Systems, NES. Effective strategies for handling debt collection calls. 1. Stay calm and collect information. Remain composed and gather as much information as possible from the caller, including their name, the company they represent, and details of the debt they claim you owe.
2. Verify the caller.
Ensure that the person contacting you is legitimately from NES.
Request their contact information and state that you will call back after verifying their identity.
3.
Do not acknowledge the debt. During initial communications, avoid acknowledging the debt. Admitting liability can potentially reset the statute of limitations on an old debt.
4. Set boundaries for communication. Inform the collector of your preferred times for contact, adhering to the FDCPA, which only allows calls between 8 a.m. and 9 p.m. unless you agree otherwise.
Crafting a written response to debt collection letters.
1. Request debt validation. Always request a validation of the debt. The FDCPA mandates that a debt collector must provide a validation notice within 5 days of their initial contact.
2.
Dispute inaccuracies. If you find discrepancies or if the debt is not yours, clearly dispute the claims in writing.
Provide any evidence that supports your dispute.
3.
Keep copies. Make sure to keep copies of all correspondence, both sent and received, as they are important for your records and any future legal proceedings. When to consider a settlement offer.
1. Assess the creditor's flexibility. Often, creditors like NES are more flexible when they perceive that the debt might otherwise be difficult to collect.
2.
Evaluate your financial capacity. Consider a settlement only when you are confident that the negotiated terms are within your financial ability to comply.
3. Legal consultation. Before accepting any offer, consult with your attorney from Spent Law Group.
They can help assess whether the offer is fair and if it's the best possible agreement under the circumstances.
How to make a counteroffer?
1. Determine what you can afford. Based on your financial assessment, decide the maximum amount you can realistically afford to pay, either in a lump sum or in installments.
2. Draft a clear proposal. Construct a counteroffer that clearly outlines your terms.
Be reasonable yet assertive.
3. Use legal guidance.
Allow a debt settlement attorney from Spent Law Group to review or help draft your counteroffer to ensure that it is legally sound and advantageous.
4. Negotiate proactively. Engage in the negotiation proactively, using any legal advisories provided by your attorney to strengthen your position.
Choosing the right debt settlement attorney.
1. Specialization and experience. Look for an attorney who specializes in consumer rights and debt collection cases.
Experience with FDCPA cases is particularly important as these laws can be complex.
2. Reputation and reviews. Research potential attorneys online to read reviews and testimonials from previous clients. This can provide insight into their success rates and how they handle similar cases.
3.
Consultation. Schedule a consultation to discuss your case.
This meeting can help you understand their approach and ensure they are a good fit for your needs.
4. Fee structure. Understand how the attorney charges fees.
Some may work on a contingency basis, which means they only get paid if you win your case. Experienced debt settlement assistance from Spent Law Group. Understanding the implications of being contacted by a debt collection agency like National Enterprise Systems is the first step toward protecting yourself and managing your financial future. If you've been contacted by NES or any similar agency, reaching out to a knowledgeable attorney from Spent Law Group can make a substantial difference. We are ready to help you assess your situation, negotiate on your behalf, and find the best path forward. Contact Spent Law Group today to discuss your options and start taking control of your financial future.